stuck in the mud and hard to get out, and you had to unload the stuff that you do today and get them out. And so you run a lot of mud. They got stuck in the mud, don't they? The same as they now have. But they didn't use the boats on the road. The roads are bad. See, they had the wagons for them, so many good roads. It didn't get passable on him, get impassable in the winter. Little steel rims, you know, that you go down in the mud, just it'd be hard to get out of the slick anyway, and you couldn't get any practice.
Yeah, and that drove us to rust was sometimes pretty deep. Yeah. So what do you call the instrument that breaks the ground?
Well, I know the termination of flowers is different kind of discs and so forth, different kinds of flowers. It's a straight flower. Just
tell me about the different kinds of flowers. How many kinds of flowers are there?
Well, they had a straight flower, and they always used it in the early days, just had one kind of a flower, and that was an animal, like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they improved on it as time went on. Disc of the chocolate ground up, but they started out just a plain flour.
And
that improved as time come on. They had different few ideas how to handle things. One horse or two horse drawn outfit, they had double, and they had three horses.
Hmm.
They built it up, you know. But that's like you have a tractor today to drag all the stuff. And a big foreman, he had two or three teams do one thing in one operation.
What would you call the instrument with teeth in it that you do to break up the ground after you plow? Break it up into finer pieces.
Well, that's the term would be a groundbreaker, a pulverizer, what do you want to call it?
No, I think they have them now for even mechanized. It's just a long roll with teeth in it.
I can't place that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they usually call it a harrow. A harrow.
That would be a good term for it.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the term gee whiz?
Gee whiz?
Yeah. Did that refer to an instrument that was ever used?
Not in the sawmill. I don't know. I don't know if it's been used on a farm. You know what's king of gee whiz?
No. Yeah. Sort of an old-fashioned term used in some places. What's the part of the wagon that the wheels fit into?
Hub.
Well, that's actually
not the hub. No, axle.
Okay.
The axle.
Okay. What kind of instrument did you use, say, to put wood on when you sawed it? What
saw wood?
Yeah. What sort of little stand did you? Did you put trees on?
Yeah, this thing like that on.
Yeah.
Both ends. What do you call those things, Mr. King? Saw wood on.
What do you call those? Horses or?
Wooden horses.
Did they ever, sometimes they had different frames. Sometimes they're X-shaped and sometimes they're A-shaped. You know, they are shaped like this and they have a board across the top. Did you ever have any of those?
No, sir. That's all I remember. Those.
Okay, you didn't ever call them saw box or something like that. Okay. Okay. What do you put into a gun or a rifle? What do you call the piece of ammunition that you